Do you know how to create a genius day? Would you like the secret to creating anything you want in your life? Paul Hoffman is an internationally known speaker, author, trainer, coach, and transformational musician. He's the CEO, visionary, and chief creative officer of the Success Creation Institute, Success Songs LLC, Paul Hoffman Music Inc., and Blue Music and Sound Design. If you would like access to the complete presentation, the show notes, the links, and the special resources for this episode, please visit geniusnetwork.com/81. That's geniusnetwork.com/81.
Paul Hoffman.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. Well, I got 10 minutes, so I'm going to talk pretty fast, which I normally do anyway. And I'm going to talk about how to create a genius day, okay? Because I believe that creating success is about a mindset of success, and it's really about one day at a time. And I am sober a little over 24 years. And I'll give that a little bit of a story. So let me just go into this and let you know that there is a genius mindset, okay? And we all have it. Each and every one of you in this room is a genius, or else you wouldn't be here. You have everything you need right here and right now to create anything you want in your life. Okay, so a genius mindset's about greatness. Okay, it's about doing everything you do with excellence. Okay, it's about engaging. We're all engaging with each other, but it's engaging with an extraordinary enthusiasm for what you want to do. Because if you're not excited about what you're doing, then I would suggest you just don't do it. Find something else to do. You got to notice when to say no, okay? If you're like me, I like to say yes to people, okay? And maybe I'm a people pleaser, I don't know. But the bottom line is, in order to get things done, you got to say no. And when you say no to something that's not working for you, you're saying yes to something else that does work for you. Okay, it's about innovating with a higher purpose. Money's great, and we need money to make things happen in the world, but when you're innovating from a higher purpose, you're contributing to the better of the planet, of your fellow men and women, and life becomes something that's really, I think, joyful and happy. Okay, so innovate with a higher purpose. You got to understand where you are, why you're there, okay, what you need to do to get to where you want to go, and when you need to do it. Okay? And then finally, you got to stick to a plan. So if you got a plan, the plan's got to be based on your strengths. What is your strength? What are you best at? I know that I've done things where I'm really not good at it. You know, I wanted to fix my website once. And I was talking to my web guy, and I said, hey, man, you know, I just want to be able to do this so I don't have to call you at night and blah, blah, blah. And he looked at me and said, Paul, that's a little beyond your skill set. And, you know, and that's the truth. So do what you do best, okay? If what you dream wasn't already inside of you, how could you even dream it? Life's an inside job. Your inner reality is always going to create your outer circumstance. You heard a lot of people today talk about mindset, how you think, what you believe, what are your thoughts, where are they taking you, okay? You got to be mindful and conscious about what goes on in between here, because when that's right, what's out there will be right. Happiness doesn't start there, it starts here. Success doesn't start there, it starts here. Okay, anybody know what this is? Helicopter and parachute, Leonardo da Vinci. This is from his diaries. They actually, the parachute's on the right, okay, on the right. They actually had somebody fly out of a plane with that parachute and they landed. Now he did that in what, the 1400s? Okay. Innovation, dreaming, dream big, be bold, okay? Don't be afraid to make mistakes. How else will you learn? You know, they said to Edison, you know, he was crazy when he tried to invent the light bulb after he failed 10,000 times. And he said, I didn't fail 10,000 times. I just found 10,000 ways not to do it, okay? Talk about perseverance, resolve, persistence. That's all necessary in creating a great day. Okay, 23 years and 267 days ago, I saw the man with no legs, okay? November 14th, 1988, cold, rainy in New York. I hadn't worked for a year, and I had made $650,000 a year on Have You Driven a Ford Lately. Snorted it all, drank it all, okay? I was having a good time, okay? Now, I don't beat myself up about that because it got me to where I am today. That day I woke up, went to the liquor store like I normally do, 7 o'clock in the morning, bought some vodka, drank it, threw up, bought some more, drank it, felt right, okay? Had a blackout, woke up in my living room, there's a guy sitting at my dining room table who had no legs. So this is obviously an hallucination. And I was talking to him all day. What happened was my wife and my wife at the time and my mother-in-law were coming back to have dinner with me, and I had to get him out of the apartment. So I said, listen, I got to get you out of here. He said, well, how am I going to get out of here? I said, well, oh, there's my bike. I'll build something like an erector set and put you on my bike and get you out of here. What do you think? He said, great idea. I was dressed in shorts and a t-shirt. I ran 16 blocks, pouring rain, New York City, right? Here, West 4th Street, shorts and a t-shirt to a hardware store. Bought chains and fasteners, okay? And put it together. Came home, very organized, put it all out on the floor, put it together, all right? My wife and my mother-in-law walked in and asked me what I was doing. I told them I was going to get the guy out of my house, right? Needless to say, they got me to St. Vincent's Hospital, and I ended up spending 3 hours telling the doctors there was nothing wrong with me. They finally asked me if they could take my blood pressure. I said, absolutely. They put me in a straitjacket and took me to the psych ward. Okay, that was the last day I ever drank and used. Okay, man with no legs was a defining moment in my life. Okay, that was an environment that I didn't need to be in anymore. And so what environments are you in that don't support you? How are you creating your life? Are you creating your life by people that inspire and empower you? Or are you creating your life by people that drain you and suck your energy? What are your defining moments? Every day I wake up, it's a defining moment because I get to create my day the way I want to create it. So how's your environment? It's a good question to ask yourself. You know, who do you need to let go of so that something new can come into your life? What new energy do you need to bring into your life so that you can create success every day in whatever you're doing? There's some amazing people in this room, and I feel blessed to be part of it. And so anything I can do to any of you, to help any of you, just ask. Because we're all here to help each other. The genius traits, you got to be dedicated, determined, driven, disciplined, devoted, and dependable. Okay? If you can do these six things and have these six qualities and these six energies operating all the time at the highest frequency within you, then you're going to create amazing success in your life. And each and every one of you is creating some amazing things in your life. And I know you're all driven, and I know you're all dedicated, and all disciplined, and all that stuff, but we all have moments, okay, when maybe we want to give up, and maybe we don't want to do something. And that's obviously the time that you need to do it. And, you know, we all support each other. And if you say to somebody, I'm going to mail for you, or I'm going to do something for you, or whatever it might be, and you don't do it, you might not get a second chance. So you got to be dependable. Okay, when you create a genius day, you have a purposeful chief aim. I call it chief aim. It's a goal. I like to use the terminology chief aim because I like when you're aiming towards something, you got a target. You got to be accountable and take responsibility. You can't blame anybody else for what goes on in your life. You got to have practice the concept of attracting to you what you want in your life rather than being distracted by what you don't want. Okay? Now, the law of attraction is a great law, but you got to remember, you got to take action. Okay? You're going to say you can attract whatever you want in your life as long as you take action to get it. You got to prepare, plan, focus, and review. Okay, I plan my day, I'm prepared, I'm focused, and at the end of the day, I look back at it and say, okay, what were my highlights and insights? What did I do really, really well, and what do I need to improve on? So I'm never beating myself up. I'm always empowering and encouraging myself to be better and do better, learn from my mistakes, okay? And then I have what I call my either-or principle, because life is either-or, okay? Now, I was going to use some language that I probably don't want to use, so I won't use it. But either or is basically either you're going to do it or you're not. Period. There is no other choice. So say what you're going to do because your word means everything. When you're talking to somebody here and you go up to them, don't go up to them thinking about what's in it for me. What's the win-win here? How do we support each other? You know, when I met Joe, that's one of the things I loved about him. You know, I'm probably the only one who's going to say some nice things about him today. But, I mean, he's an amazing cat, man. And so is everybody else here. Okay, the mindset of success. I teach people about how to create success habits. We all have habits. Some are really good, and some suck. Okay? How do you create success habits? How do you create things that you can do every day that will inspire and empower you to reach high, to do what's best for you? Okay? You create a success ritual. I've interviewed over 65 people for my day sculpting program. Babs is one, Joe's one, Gail's one, Dan's one, some other people. About what do you do every day? What do you do when you wake up that gets you into a mindset of success? What's that one thing you do every day? And, you know, there's been some remarkable things people do. So what is that? Create momentum mindsets. That's what happens. Okay, you want to see it when you vision. You want to see it. You want to receive the information. And then you want to own it and take action. And that means that you're going to win. Now, this slide is for everybody. These are my beautiful cats and my dogs. Okay? All right? These guys bring me joy. So create a genius day. Just remember, life is what you make it. Not when anybody else makes it. I appreciate you all, and thank you so much for inviting me into this.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Genius Network. If you'd like to learn more about the Genius Network annual event, please visit geniusnetworkevents.com. That's geniusnetworkevents.com. If you'd like access to the full presentation, the show notes, the links, and the special resources for this episode, please visit geniusnetwork.com/81. That's geniusnetwork.com/81.